It's Monday, February 17th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Governor Tony Evers calls for an overhaul of the state's prison system. Lawmakers propose a bill to fight sex trafficking. Tomorrow's election will narrow the ballot for state superintendent and become a volunteer hunting instructor with the DNR's various hunting education programs. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Wisconsin's second oldest prison that was built in the 1800s in Green Bay would finally be shuttered under a new plan from Governor Tony Evers. The plan proposes sweeping changes to the state's correctional system without building a new prison, as some lawmakers have long called for. Evers called for remodeling the Waupun prison into a vocational village, converting the troubled Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Youth Prison into an adult facility, and building a new youth facility in Dane County. The roughly $500 million proposal made public on Sunday would be subject to approval by the Republican-controlled legislature. Lawmakers have backed some aspects of the plan in the past, but Republicans also have repeatedly blocked initiatives by the Democratic governor. Evers says his plan is as good as it gets. At the Capitol, a proposal is being reintroduced to combat human trafficking on the demand side. Bob Haig has a story.
Modeled after current law in Florida and Washington, the Human Trafficking Prevention Act would impose a mandatory $5,000 surcharge on convictions for patronizing or soliciting prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution, State Senator Andre Jacques.
Pimps, as well as patrons that are driving the slavery trade, the sex trafficking trade.
The DePere Republican says he and advocates for those being trafficked see this bill as attacking the demand side.
Because it is something that is going to hopefully dry up the demand when you see very real consequences as opposed to a small fine being paid and it going away.
Jacques says the measure he's reintroducing with Waukesha State Representative Scott Allen enjoys broad bipartisan support, and that Governor Tony Evers has previously indicated his support. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A bill reversing the Department of Public Instruction's testing standards will be taken up in the State Assembly this week. The Assembly Education Committee passed the bill last week. It would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Critics argue the DPI changes mask poor performance. State Superintendent Jill Underly has said standards weren't lowered and that the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underly seeks a second four-year term in Tuesday's spring primary. Underly faces challenges from Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer. While the role is officially nonpartisan, Underly and Wright both have support from key Democratic groups, while Kinzer has the backing of state Republican organizations and donors. The top two vote-getters will advance to an April 1st general election. At stake is the management of a public school system that includes nearly 900,000 students, 111,000 faculty and staff members, and 2,190 schools, and an annual budget of roughly $9 billion. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. To see where to vote and what you need to bring to cast a ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteer instructors. Sean Maloney tells us more.
There are several ways experienced individuals can help others enjoy safe and ethical hunts. The Mentored Hunting Law Program allows novice hunters to hunt within arm's reach of a qualified mentor without first completing a hunter education course. You can also sign up to lead an educational hunt or teach a hunter safety course. Other options include special youth hunts or outdoor skills workshops. More information on the available programs can be found on the DNR's website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.